Historical science. Now what is it? Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry is building a major creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, Ken, that sounds a little strange. What do you mean by that term, historical science?
The reason many people are confused about creation and evolution and the supposed billions of years for the age of the Earth is because they don't understand the difference between what's called historical science and observational science. Let me explain to you. When NASA scientists sent a rover to Mars last year, this great technological achievement was a result of observational science. Scientists used their five senses with repeatable testing, and they built this great marvel of technology. But when these same scientists stated that the rocks that the rover's camera were photographing were millions of years old, they just stepped outside of observational science and now they're using historical science. You see, they couldn't prove the millions of years. This was their belief about the past and is based on lots of fallible assumptions. Creation scientists can show that there's nothing in observational science that contradicts the account of origins recorded in Genesis. The next time someone talks about molecules to man evolution or millions of years, remember, they're dealing with historical science or beliefs about the past, not things that can be observed, repeated, or proved.
Evolution is a false history of the universe, and the Bible presents the true record. Find out more when you read Ken Ham's free booklet, The Seven Seas of History. It's available, along with many other booklets, at AnswersRadio.com.